Viter and Shasmir and Chulin Daf Lamed Aleph. Bring it up on the top of the page, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down for the next part of the Mishnah. Let's say a person is shechting and he severed the head in one stroke. So we said in the Mishnah, if the knife is the width of the neck, then it's going to be kosher. That's the lashon. Yesh besakin melot savak sher. Now we already translated this a little bit, but now the Gemara is going to go through it. Amar b'zera melot savar v'chutz tzavar. When it says melot savar, it means and outside of it as well. Rashi says the mastin v'chutz tzavar beinon. Melot tevel melot savar dafka. Doesn't mean literally just melot savar. It means even outside of the neck as well. Another girl wants to know how much. She says, "Hi, chutz tzavar darbi zera, mashu kamer." That means a drop more. So the tzavar, let's say I'm making this up, I 6 inches. You want to say that it's going to be now 6.1? A melot tzavar kamer has to be 12 inches, double, like whatever it is. Ibayluhu, melot tzavar, chutz tzavar kamelot tzavar. Is that what you mean? Dahavule trei tzavrei. Like, does it be like 2 necks worth? Or odema melot tzavar means. V'chutz tzavar mashu has to be out of tzavar just a little bit. Toshema, tovo, shema. Let's take a look from our Mishnah. Hayashochet v'hit the shnei rashim v'lasachas. If you're shechting 2 animals at one shot, im yesh l'sakam lo tzavar echad, if it has the width of one neck, then kosher. My melot tzavar echad. What does it mean, melot tzavar echad? Ilim melot tzavar echad v'silov means the amount and not anymore. How does it make sense? Hashta behema achas, behema melot tzavar v'chutz tzavar. With only one animal, you didn't have the amount of the neck and beyond the melot tzavar v'chutz tzavar. V'shtei behem asagi lu melot tzavar echad. You want to say that if it's 2 animals, it's going to be enough with one neck? Elab shita melot tzavar, rather modest being, what? Rashi to katanim asis and dami v'risha, achutz tzavar kar. It's got to be outside of it. Chutz l'shnei tzavarin. Right, so what it means is it's got to be beyond the amount of 2 necks that is going on. So the knife's got to be equal to actually 3 necks. Shema mina melot tzavar, chutz tzavar must be outside. Shema mina. So if it's 1 animal, then it's got to be 1. It's got to be 2 neck worths the knife, and if it's 2, it's got to be 3 neck worths. Now the Mishnah continued and said that by Metvarmurim, what are we talking about? What is this talking about? Because much holich v'lohevi, only if it's going one direction, not the other. Olhevi v'loholich are going back, but not forwards. Of olholich v'hevi, going back. If you look kol shuv, if you look Ismail, even with a scalpel, it's going to be kashuk shere. It says the Gemara, Metvarmurim sholich v'lohevi. So now you understand. Amar Menashe be'ismal she'ein lo karnayim. We're talking about the Ismail that doesn't have any horn things that are coming out of it. Rashi says, the regilin ayulasos kamin karnaim. They make like this, like a design that came off Liz Milin Lenoy for beauty. Al gabean matin lasad roshin. Roshan, we talk shu katan ma'oz. It's very small. Hu nishmat min atzavar. Hu kishahu. Molichumevi. Yeish lochush. We should be worried. Maybe it's going to get torn or ripped or something like that. So, what's going to be done with the machta? With a needle. Can they use to shech to go back and forth with the sharpness, the tip of the needle? He says a needle will certainly tear. Therefore, it's no good. It's not actually able to go into cut. Machta de ushpichi mai. Of course, what about if you're dealing with it's a ushpichi, is someone who works with leather. Rashi says, matzea ritzanim sifsiusav chaduden v'chotin chute hatefer. Right, so it's a leather worker. It comes to a sharp point, but the sides of it are also sharp. And therefore, it's used like a knife to cut the laces. It's like a, yeah. So therefore, what I know is the sharp sides of it can be used to shecht. Amar lei tanina. He says, what do you mean? We learned in the Mishnah. It says, afilu kolshu. However small the blade was, our Mishnah says it's going to be kosher. My la machna gushbechi. Is it not talking about a machna gushbechi? That's what he means. He's going, lo, Ismail, it's talking about a scalpel. Ismail, Ismail says straight up, what do you mean? He says, well, no, Purusha Kamafarish. It was speaking it out and explaining, my, Kolshu, what does that mean? Kolshu, Ismail. So it makes sense to say that. Because if you think it means like this leather workers, like utensils, kli, is a tool that we have a problem. Hashtamachtadoshari, which is much smaller, you can say that's good. Ismil Vibai, did you even have to tell me Ismil? Of course not. Therefore, when it says scalpel, it must be explaining what it means. Says Gemara, no. Not a good riot, because Ismil is Tsuchile. Even though when you're saying it doesn't matter how small it is, would be like alluding to the fact that you could use this leather workers thing. It's necessary to tell us the scalpel can be used for shrita. Because second Tachamina, I would have thought, Ligza Ismil Shein lo Karnayim, Ata Ismil Sheish lo Karnayim. We should make a gzer on the one that does no karnayim for one that does. Kamash Vlam is saying straight up a scalpel. It's going to teach us, no, they didn't make such a gzera.
Zok the next, Heilige Mishnah. Let's say Nafla Sakim Mishachta. A knife goes, sitting on the table, falls off the table, and shechs the animal or this bird properly. Afo Bishachta Gedarka, even though it's done properly, Psula, it's still going to be puzzle. Why? Shenemer Vizavachta Ve'achalta. You shall shecht, and you shall eat. Right? Which is pretty much straightforward. Masha Tazavech, Ataocha, what you shecht, you can go eat. You gotta be doing it. Taima the Nafla. Okay, it says Gemara. That means it sounds like only because it fell. Hai Pilo. But he'll peel who? But if he threw the knife and then on the way it's going, it goes and it shucks an animal, share it, implies it's going to be kosher. Even though he didn't have any kavana, Rashi says, Lishchot, and Mantana. Like, all you had in mind is just drop it, to throw it, but you know, it's still going to be good. Who is the Tana that says such a thing? Mantana the kavana shkita. Who is the Tana that says that you don't need to have kavana in order to do shkita? Amar of Rabbi Nasan. He says it's Rabbi Nasan. The Tana Oshaya is the Zira Demin Chavaya, because Oshaya, the Zira, the younger one, from the Chavaya, from the boys. Rashi says Zair Yeshiva. Vili near to Oshaya Zira Chaya Nikra Demin Chavaya Shemibnei Yeshiva. Zodim Bnei Yeshiva. There he says Zarek Sakin Lenoa Tzabekot. Let's say someone threw it. He wants to stick it into a wall. So he threw an F-6 into a wall. V'halchav Shachta Gedaka. Along the way, when it shachted properly. Rabbi Nasan Machshir. Rabbi Nasan Machshir Zet. V'chachamim Posel. V'chachamim they posel it. Okay, so that's what it is. Says the Gemara. Hu Tani La. Who Amar La Halachik Rabbi Nosan? Rabbi Nosan, Rashi learned this this brisa, and he also paskind that the halachas like Rashi is midaito. Shaholchik Rabbi Nosan, he went like Rabbi Nosan. In fact, the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Chadazimno, but this is not new. We learned this already. Rashi says V'lamalei LaRav LaMeidak Rabbi Nosan LaMeimar Ha Pila Ksheir LaShmin and the Stam Lantanik Rabbi Nosan HaShmin and Rabbi Chadazimno the Stam Lantanik Rabbi Nosan. We already learned this back on Daf Yud Beis. The Tanakh we learned in Mishnah. Well, actually, we learned from Mishnah Daf Beis. V'kul and Shishachtu v'chir mo'inosan. Let's say every case that someone goes in the shachs and other people are standing and watching it. She says chir shoto v'katan. Shchita sekshir. The shchita is going to be kasher, even though they don't have the ability of das to do shchita. V'amrina, and we said about that. Mantana de lo bayi kavaran shchita. Who's the one who says you don't need it? V'amr Rava Rabbi Nasan. The Rava says this is Rabbi Nasan. And for the Gemara Tzricha, we need to bring both case, both Mishnayas, both ideas to tell us. Yes, we also just would have said with the Mishnah Daf Beis, the Mishnah Daf Beis, Mishum Tukam Echavin Lishum Chaticha Ba'olam. Because I would think that the only case of Nasan is going to say it's going to be good because the Chir Shot of a Katan at least had a mind to do some sort of cutting. Aval Achad Lo Kam Echavin. Over here, they had no Kavana to go into cut at all, Emelo. Then I would say, right in the case where they throw the knife down, they didn't have a mind to cut. So if I would say no, if we weren't taught the other thing, then I would say it's not going to be good. Ve Yashmin Halcha, we just went about the case over here, then we should have Asi Mekoch Ben Das, but came from a Koch of Ben Das. Well, Hassam went over there, but the Chir Shatav Kat, the Lo Kasi Mi Ben Das, it's not coming from a Ben Das, Ema Lo, then I would say that it wouldn't work. If you wouldn't have taught this, then I would say that it's not going to be a good Shchita. Tzricha, therefore, it's necessary to give both of them. Okay, once we're on the intent game, we're going to go and look at other areas. Yitmar nida she'ne'en savetavla. Let's say you have a nida, and she was forced, or she ended up being toveled against her will, and it wasn't something she had kavana for. She says lekamen amud beis mafar sheikhin en. So we're going to explain exactly what that means. That is, it's going to say that she fell into a river. She didn't like Dafka plan to go into it. Now we know Nida is she's done with everything. The only thing she didn't do is go to the mikvah. Now, at that time she's tamei, she's also to be with her husband,
And it's also eat to eat, kachim. So what happens if then it's of a tavla? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, he says that tahor lebeisa vasur lecha b'truma. She's allowed to be with her husband, Rav says, zakik lebaila. However, she's not allowed to have truma. Still usher with kachim. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar af lebeisa l'tahor. No, nothing. She's not anything. She's usher with her husband as well. Amar le'rav le'rav Nachman. Rav says Rav Nachman, LeRav Damer Torah LeBeis of Asur Lecha B'Truma. According to Rav Upu, split it over there. Alvon Kares Sutra. Now let's just play this out. Being with her husband is Kares. Having Truma is just Misa Midi Shemayim, which is a lower level. Alvon Kares Sutra. Yisur Misa Mibai. You have to tell me that it's allowed to have Yisur Misa. So why is he saying that the woman is us to have Truma? If you're allowed to be the husband, of course I have Truma. Rashi says. Right, so clearly it's not just them, it's others as well. It's bad news. They die, their kids die, it's bad stuff. So of course it's gonna be okay. So why is he saying that? So my life is like no. Baila chulenu. There's another angle to look at. And that is being with her husband, that's a chulin discussion. Truma is a kachim discussion. Chulin lo bari kavana. Chulin, you don't know if there's no discussion of kavana that you need in order for that. We're not, but when it comes to kachim, we need kavana. So therefore, if you're with her husband, she can be chinami. It's a more intense punishment of kares of Yisrael Shemayim, but it's a chulin. This is kachim, and there's different levels. There's different rules here. And we know Timri. How do you know that you don't need kavana in order to be dealing with something which is in the realm of chulin? Where do we know that from? Where do we know that from? Rashi says the chulin lo ba'inan kavana zinin kavana. The tanaim we learned to the mishnah mikvos. The Mishnah says gal shenitla shabar avayim sa. Let's say you have this wave that separates Rashi's minayam. It kind of pops up and separates in the water. It's not connected to the ocean. And what happens? It goes and it falls onto stuff. Gal says bar avayim says 40 sa. V'nafal adam alakim falls onto a person and onto kalim, onto the utensils. Both are tame. Tahar. And what happens? They become Tahor. My lav, Adam Dumi the Kalim. Do we not compare people to Kalim? My Kalim to Lo Bichavni? Just like his Kalim don't need Kavana to put them for the sake of becoming Tahor. Right? There's no the Kalim himself don't have any intellect. Rashi right? Says the Hal less Ludas. There's no Das of the Kalim. So therefore af Adam Nami Lo Bichavni. Adam also doesn't need any Kavana. Oh. See my chulin, you don't need it. Says Mami Mai, how do you know that's a raya? Who says maybe we're dealing with a case where a person, maybe you do need kavana, and we're dealing with the case where the person is sitting and waiting on the, you know, sitting on the beach. He's waiting for the wave to come separate from it and to fall into him, and then it's going to become taur. And therefore, you dafka do need it. Beep, turn the page. Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And now you flip it the other way. V'kelim dumi d'adam. And now we're going to say that kelim are similar to a person. That my Adam, the Bayin Kavana, is like a person, it's Kavana, Av Kelim, Na'ami, to go Mechavin, Lu Adam. So to the person has to go and have Kavana for them. Rashi says, V'kelim dumi d'adam, Adam, the Bayin Kavana, Av Kelim, the Mechavin, Lu Adam, the person has Kavana for it. V'chitim, if you want to try to knock it off by saying, V'yoshu Mitzapa, Maila Mema, where the person is sitting and waiting for the wave to come detach and follow them, and it's Kelim, so what are you coming to teach me by saying that? Right, if the person he's actually wants this to happen, and it's Kalim to happen, obviously then it's going to be retire them. You don't have to tell us that. No, Ma'ad Tami, you would have thought Ligzer Mishum Chardalis Shel Gushamim. Maybe we would make a Gezerah because of rainwater that's coming down the side of a mountain. So it's coming down that, and that's certainly going to be no good. Rashi explains that if you have a Zerem Gishamim Hamekaleach Menai, you have this whole forceful rain that's coming down the side of a mountain, Bekoach, Vein Tovle Moikein Tovle, Da Nitzuk Vea Katarfres, Eno Chibor, Velo Havim Mikva Da Arboim Sa. They're not going to be considered like it's a connection. Let's say there's one on the top, one on the bottom, and you think, like, okay, there's like a mechaber, the two of them together, like to connect the two answers. No, not going to work. The mikvah, the arbayim saw, sharei ein mem saw, b'makom echad. You know, 40 saw in one place. And even though, says Rashi, v'afal pi sheish harbi lamato lamala, hakatani einu chibur, zo chibur. Chardolis, hainu Katapes Midron, for Rabbi Haigaon Garis Hadralis Shabain Midalia Shalar. It's coming from the top of the mountain over here. So we say, maybe we should say, because of Chadalis of this, that is, this amazing amount of water that's coming down this mountain, it's going to be no good. Says the Gemara, Inami, if that's really true, then Ligs are Russian Atukipin. If you want to say, pardon, or the reason why we should make a gazer is because Rosh and Atukipin, that the head of the waves is detached because of the middle, like the kipin is like the kippah, you know, the arch of the wave over there. When somebody goes and throws a kli into the arch, the middle section of a detached wave, and Rashi says, Shalo yizor kelim b'kipi agal, d'hainu b'rim tziyuso, shehu aso yikiv kippah, v'tamik in the mafarsh, b'plei shehi tfilas avir, v'im batbilan avir, because it's like being tofel in the air, and there's nothing. Kamash v'lil gazir, therefore he comes to tell you, nope, we don't do such gazeris. So since the Mishnah can be understood as referring to where the person is waiting for the wave to fall over him, it can't be a raya that getting purity in order to do something chulin doesn't need any intent. In fact, we're not terming the law matbelina bekeeping. Where do we say that we don't do such a thing in the kippah? At the time, we learned in a mishnah matbelin berushin. We immerse kelim in the heads of the detached waves because it falls onto the kli that lies on the shore, and there's an immersion in water that's connected to the ground. Right, that's considered a good type of tvila. Because we don't do it in the air. Right? Throwing the cleat into the middle of a wave is like a mid-air immersion. Therefore, it's going to be no good. Right? So, mia minalan. Let's try again. Where do we know that the chulin doesn't need to have any kavana? The Tanaim is in a mission. Machshirin perush nafle toch ambasamayim. Let's say you have fruit that falls into this thing of water, this channel of water. You push it mi shiyad of tameos and talin. And someone's hands are tame. They go and take them out of the water. Yad of tahoros, his hands become tahor by putting them in. Rashi says, "Dalo be'inin kavana l'chulin." You don't need kavana for chulin. Uperos and b'chiyutan, and also the peros are not included in b'chiyutan. Rashi says, "Dalo achshava lahach nefila." You didn't have in mind for the to go in to actually become hechsher tuma. V'mishrosh yuchtal, but if for the sake of rinsing his hands and purifying them, he reached into the water and then he took some stuff. Rashi says, "The schavin litos the peros minamayin yadav taharos." Then his hands are going to be tahor, where he, you know, had a mind to do that. Operas v'chiyutan, and then the produce are included in v'chiyutan. It becomes mukshar l'kabel tuma from when he removes them from the water, because he clearly wants it. His approval of them falling in the water because he's immersing his hands to get them as a means by which he can attain become pure. That's a case of moistening that, although he didn't want it originally, ultimately became so, and the Mishnah says that such a thing is going to make it mekabel tuma. Now, Eisvei, practicing Omar, right? So the first din of the Mishnah is showing that for chulin intent, you don't have to have kavana. Eisvei Rav Lev Nachman, he has a kash on him, says, tava lechulin. Let's say a person were to go ahead and they, the huchsuk lechulin, if one went into, he went to the mikvah, to be able to have chulin, and while doing so, he had a mind to eat. Rashi explains the chulin means that lecho chulin, huchsak neskavi mishas tefila kach. He had in mind for tefila for that thing as well. To have chulin, val tarsa kodesh. Aser lemaiser. He's aser from eating maiser sheni, because he didn't have a mind to go for that level. Huchsak in, lochzak lo. Right? The Mishnah is implying that if he intended to do it in order to have chulin, so then he could do that. But if he didn't intend, then he's not allowed to. The Mishnah is therefore showing that intent for ritual immersion is necessary for chulin, which goes against what the Mishnah and Machshirin. Hachi Yomish, that's what it means. Afa bishuchzuk lechulin, even though it's lechulin, asa lemaiser. All right, so both Mishnayos are going to say that for chulin matters, you don't actually have to have kavana. Eisvei says, "Gemara, hold on one second, but we can take that further from chulin, from chagiga. Tava v'lochzuk." The Mishnah says that if someone went into the mikveh, the tevilah, and he wasn't mukhsar for anything. He said in mind that he's going to take a bath. Kilo tava. It's like he didn't even do tevilah. My love, kilo tava klal. So it's like he didn't do it at all. Therefore, we see from here that even chul and stuff, he can't. He's not the tower. Lo, kilo tava la ma'aser. This means it was not good for ma'aser sheni, but yes for chulin because you don't need kavana for it. Aval tava la chulin. But if you had a mind for chulin, then it's coming to tell you lo tava la ma'aser. Aval tava la chulin. But it is good enough for chulin. Okay, who suffered the chuye kamatchile? Rava thought that Rav Nachum was just pushing him off, that he wasn't really, you know, saying that this is true. He just wanted to get him away from the stopping to answer. Nafak, dakvach, tani, but Rava went out and he investigated and he found out that he was actually taught in the Baisa. Tavav alochuchsak, mutaluchulin va'asa levaisa. So this is straight up. So Rav Nachum held this to be that's the din. That's how he was explaining this chagiga. Amar. Le Abai Rav Yosef, Abai says to Rav Yosef, that we saw Rav Yochanan, who paskin, that a woman who accidentally did tefillah is also to her husband, since she didn't have in mind to do such a thing. Right? That was Rav Yochanan's opinion. So now we say, Amar Le Abai Rav Yosef, Le Metavetiv to Rav Yochanan, Mehal, let's sort of knock him off in the following verse, which shows that chulin things, like being with marriage, you know, you don't have to have any intent, so therefore it should be fine. Amalei, so he says back to him, Rav Yochanan, who damek Rav Yonas amin Yosef? He also Rav Yonas amin Yosef said that even for chulin yakshav kavana, the time was in a baisa, Rav Yonas amin Yosef omer, vichubas, it shall be washed. Rashi points out when it says Rav Yochanan, damalei, namalaf, afla beis lutara, is not going to be good. He holds like this opinion who says that you have to have kavana for chulin. The pasuk says, right, this is coming up, a whole discussion of tsaras. That on her clothing, and the lashon uses lashon says v'chubas. It will be washed. Matamal lover shenis. Why does it have to say? What is it? What does a second time mean to show you right, that it has to be washed a second time? That's what the pasuk says. But the phrase a second time is not necessary because it's obvious that even a if you read it simply, this pasuk that it's a second. We're talking about the second washing. So for the fact that you're saying that must be coming to teach me something. Rashi says, Pshita the Shanisi. Pashat. First, let's look at Rashi. Nige begadim ksibu hu beiz kvusin. Tchbos tes vishona v'kipsu es asher bo ha-nega v'izgiro. Lirosim yifshe im yamod yicha. Is it going to get stronger or lighter? Is it going to stay where it is? V'chiba sheni lacher hesker is after the Hesker, Sha'achar, Kibas Rishon, Vabegir, O Ashesi, O Erev, O Kol Kliya, Or Ashet Chubas, Rishona, Kodum Hesker, Vasame Hanman Nega, Bime Hesker, Kobishanis, Hashem Tvil Vatar. So Matam Lomer, Shanis, Pshita, the Shanis, so obviously that's what we're talking about. And for the Gemara, Makesh Techbos Hashnia, the Techbos Rishon, is comparing the second washing to the first one. Rashi says, Makesh Techbos Hashnia, Shehil Hashem Tvila. Feel as tired, don't want to be tired of this stuff. Chos Rishona, she lasker, just to do Hesker, just to lock it up. Matach was Rishon Ladas, just like that's done Ladas, has been with Kavanah, it says Adam Ladas, Adam Dechsev, Vitziva, Koin, Vichibso, after Chos Rishnea, Ladas, Rashi says, Veloshi Yipo, Vimayam, my love, not that it falls into water by itself. In fact, the Gemara, but Imala Halon, Bein and Das Koin, if the second washing is comparing to the first, is learned out just like there in reference to the first washing, we need the Das of a Koin. Afkambinis Das Koin, here too, you need the Das Koin as well. Tamalomer Vitaher. Therefore, it says, Vitaher Biko Makom, which means even if a non Koin does it. So this Bryce of Yonas Ben Yosef is teaching that intent for Tevila is necessary even for Chulin. And it's this that Rav Yochanan is going along with. Back to the Gemara. Mask of Lord of Shimi Barashi. Omi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Achi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Rashi says, the Chulin Bari Kavana? Really? Rabbi Yochanan Lacha Kista Mishta. He says, Lacha Guzla Kista Mishta. Tanan, Nafla Sakim Vashakta. And we learned in the Mishnah just before, and Lamad Alpha Bid Aleph, that if a second falls, if somebody, when I fell and shechted an animal, A chicken, alpha beach shakta b'kedak. If it says properly, still it's possible. Va'avinaba, and we said on that time of the nafa, it means because it fell on its own. Ha'ipilo, but if it was actually dropped, if someone intentionally threw it, then sure, it's going to be kosher. Ve'alpha gav the lo mechav, and even though there was no kavana, ve'amina mantana the lo ba'i kavana shkita. Who's the one that says you don't have a kavana for shkita? And we Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Yochanan goes according to the Stam Mishnah, so that kind of goes against the fact that he's saying now that you have to have kavana. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a steer. B'shchita afila b'yochan ben Yosef. In the case of shchita, even Yochan ben Yosef is going to say, you don't have to have kavana. That is true. B'degali rechman mis'aseh b'kach impossible. Because since the Torah tells us that mis'aseh b'kachim, if you do things with kachim without paying attention to what you're doing, you don't really know what you're doing over there, and you're not really paying attention, it's going to be no good. Mechala de chulin lo beinin kavana. It must be the chulin doesn't need kavana. So even though Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan hold that intent is generally necessary for certain things, like a nida going to become mutter to her husband, they agree that the pasuk is saying that the shechita of chulin is an exception to the rule. The Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan, who in the earlier brisa we brought, said that the invalid shechita of chulin by one who intended to merely throw the knife into the wall, he said that it's no good. Rashi says to Amalei El Chama Poslin, how do they explain the teaching, you shall slaughter it with awareness, which implies that only the shechita of Karbanos needs intent, not of Chulin, if it should be fine. And for the Gemara, Nehid, the Lobayin and Kavana Lezvicha. Okay, and the Chenami, the Chama is going to say that we don't have to have Kavana for Zvicha, for ritual shechita. But Lechaticha, but we do need him to have intent for cutting the pipes. In the case where one throws a knife and to just throw it into the wall, you don't have intent at all. Says Rav says, Behaz Zakanu Rabbi Nasan Lirabanan. She says, Zakanu Nitzchan, Klomer, Bezos Nirin Dvar Midvram. Like they won, the Zaka, they beat out the Chachamim, right? Miksev v'chatachta. Does it say anywhere about the chulin you may cut the pipes? No, v'zavachta ksev. It says a lashon of v'zavachta. You may slaughter it. That's what it's telling you. You're allowed to have it for your personal consumption, not just kabanos. I ba'in the kavan l'chaticha. Now, if we need the shechita of intent for the cutting the pipes, I feel v'chanami l'bay. You should be required to have intent for the shechita of, for zvich as well. You should also intend to make it mutter through his shechita. And if we don't necessitate him to have intent for the shechita, then you shouldn't have to do it for cutting also. Since shechita is defined as a ritual shechita, and not just technically cutting the pipes, then the dinim that apply to the shechita would apply to the cutting, and that things that don't apply to the shechita do not come to the cutting. So the chacham and the rabbanon are attempting to apply the kavana, that you have to have kavana exclusively to the cutting. It goes against the way that the pasuk is saying the shechita. Hechi dami nida shenensa v'tavla. Now the Gemara goes back to a discussion about a nida that's tova without her, against her will. What in the world are you talking about? How do you have a case that the woman is tovel against her will? How does that happen? So we already answered that. What are we talking about here? Hechidam in shenetz of a tavla. That is that ilim adan not so chaverta v'datavla. If you want to say that a friend took her and dunked her and went against what she wanted to do, so kavana de chaverta kavana malisei. Her friend's intent is a good intent, and even if Yochanan would allow her to be with her husband. Right, the body, it's the body of the nida, it's tummy, right? So that someone has intent for it, so it's good. And furthermore, both of Rich and Rav would hold that she can even eat truma. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah Nida, hachireshes v'ashota v'asuma v'shenitrefa daita, a reference to a female deaf mute, or she's a shota, or a suma, right? She's deranged, she's blind. And a woman, because of her sickness, she lost her mind. And let's say all of them are tamei. If they have people that are competent that are preparing them, become tahor. Or she says, Botko sosan, b'shas vestan, umatabilo sosan, b'shas tefilosan. They're checking her and they're making sure she goes to the mikveh properly. Ochus b'truma. They're allowed to have truma. So we see Rav and Riochan can't be talking about the case whether she was forced to be thrown into the water, like someone's holding her down, because they're having the kavana. The case is where she fell from a bridge into a water that would work. Rav says, "Damar lo ba'inin kavana." Even to take a bath. Rav Yochanan lo medame tefila l'shchita. Doesn't compare to l'shchita. The kedarish v'kobes shenis v'shchita kra kedarish l'hachshir. So those don't come in. So we're not going to go out. According to Rabbanan, it's where she went into the waters to cool off. As she says, at least they do equate them. It says, at least she has a mind that there's some sort of cutting. To become cool. She fell entirely into the water. You have to have some level of kavana there. Amar Rava, Zagd Rava. Rava said, Shachat par v'shachat behema acheres yima. Let's say someone shachat par duma, and at the same time he shachat another animal that's chulin along with. Rashi says shachat par duma v'shachat acheres yima chulin sheniskarvin la. Right, you have kavana for this. Then l'divrei kol psula. Everyone's going to say Rabbanas and Rabbanan that the shechita of the par duma is pasul. Rashi says par psula. Machmas belacha acheres ubehema ksher, but the behema is going to be kasher. It's possible for another reason, right? The shechita, it was done with this other thing here. That itself is a problem. But the other one's going to be good. Beep, turn the page. Lamed beis amud aleph. Nishcha behema acheres imav. If you shechta another one, you know, along with it at the same time. Rashi says below miskavim without any kavana at the same time. The Rabbi Nasan goes to Rabbi Nasan. Par psula behem kshera. The par is going to be pasul, and the behem is kshera because Rabbi Nasan doesn't require a kavana even for the pipes. That's what he would say. So therefore, there's no problem with this. The Rabbanan par kshera behem psula. It's the opposite. The par duma is going to be good, but the other animal is going to be pasul. Says Rashi the Rabbanan that the par is kshera. Da shchitas behem is chulin lab shchita. It's not even shchita. Mishum melachas. Melacha like a lemifsa the shalom eskaven lo make osik b'melacha ches. Not called being osik in a melacha. The time of the melacha cheres mishum the mesek tight to be para. You can take a das off the par. V'heichad lo echaven lo melacha cheres like a zechadas. V'achir amina lekamon nechtechad the last sima divrei kol ksher. If you cut a last with everything says kosher. So abanan par is ksher and behema is going to be psula. Pshitas is going to that's pashat. We already learned that doing another thing while doing the paraduma is going to passel it. Is that right? So what's going on over here? Rashi says, "Akati lo shamina dekola oskim bepara posan osab malacha." Right? And for the Gemara, no nishchata behima acheres to Rabbi Nasan ischelei. Is that how you teach the law to Rabbi Nasan where another kulin one was unintentionally done along with it? Sakat et chaminach v'shachat osa amar achmana. You have to do it, not it with its friend. What's the case that it's going to fall into? Where he did two paradumas at the same time. That would say that he doesn't pass all the paraduma. Rav is coming to tell you that he shall slaughter it and not it and its fellow. He's saying that Simon to the shechita of another implies that doing with another unconsecrated animal. As well. Rashi says, "Kamashon the chulin nami mashma aval reishin is kavin lecheres lo tzurchad." Then he nami the osav chaverta mashma shtei paros aduma os miu kevan. Then is kavin lemelacha cheres mifsala mishom hesach adas the lo gar mechatiches dalas. Chatach dalas sima. Now we expound on this. If one cut a gourd along with the paraduma, if the coin intentionally did that while doing it, divya kopsul. Everyone's going to say it's possible. Right, I'm not saying the chachamim they say it's going to possible. Nechta glasima, but if you did it unintentionally, right? Rashi says shalom chavana, lo mikra osach malacha v'reisha l'Rabbi Nasan time of dechsev v'shachat osa l'chaverte ima v'shalom chavana na mishma shchita. Divrei kol ksher, but if nechta glasima without any chavana, then divrei kol ksher since the coin did not intend to cut it, he wasn't involved with distracted by something else. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish you all a great day.